So we are going to have a fantastic 3 hours here, lots of great music, lots of great stories. And we're starting out here with E.T. and the Boy. This is Al Bradbury. Al is a union researcher with the Service Employees International Union Local 49 in Portland. She's been performing as E.T. and the Boy for a whole year, having debuted last year to our tremendous delight on this very stage. So please welcome E.T. and the Boy.
Thanks, everyone. I'm glad you're here. And I'm glad to be here. And this is a Tom Paxton song. Last year, about the fall, it seemed like we needed an updated version of this song. So I wrote some new lyrics. And then I looked on the web, and it turns out Tom Paxton has also written some new lyrics, which are great. So you should check his out as well, but these are mine. Oh, the price of milk is rising out of sight, and our mortgage is in sorry shape, all right. Now we owe the bankers well more than our house would ever sell for, and it looks like they'll foreclose on Friday night. But amid the clouds I spot a shining ray, I begin to glimpse a new and better way. I've devised a plan of action, worked it down to the last fraction, and I'm going into action here today. I am changing my name to Wall Street. I am going down to Washington, D.C. I will tell the House and Senate what you did for those con men. It would be perfectly acceptable to me. I am changing my name to Wall Street. I am leaving for that great receiving line. When they hand the billion grand out, I'll be standing with my hand out. Yes, sir, I'll get mine. Just before they repossessed our old TV, I heard the pundits say the blame is all on me. I should have never had the nerve to think our family could deserve to own a home on my pathetic salary. But now the banks and trusts have dropped their silver spoon. All the commentators sing a different tune. Sure, their choices weren't so smart, but still you gotta have a heart. That AIG could use a spa trip honeymoon. So I am changing my name to Wall Street. I am going down to Washington, D.C. Sing along if you like. I will say to Ben Bernanke, open up that piggy banky and please helicopter drop some cash to me. I am changing my name to Wall Street. I am leaving for that great receiving line. When they hand the billion grand out, I'll be standing with my hand out. Yes, sir, I'll get mine. In my household, we resolve to mend our ways. We are trying to live within our means these days. Told my spouse she'll have to pray for healthcare that she cannot pay for, and our kid can't go to college till it pays. Getting through the winter will be pretty tough, but we figured we were doing the right stuff. Until today, the headline said that our economy is in the red because we aren't spending money fast enough. So I am changing my name to Wall Street. I am going down to Washington, D.C. I will say to old Tim Geithner, you and I will be all right, sir. It's like taking candy from a retiree. I am changing my name to Wall Street. I am leaving for that great receiving line. When they hand the billion grand out, I'll be standing with my hand out. Yes, sir, I'll get mine. So, we are now all being asked to pay for the financier's misdeeds by accepting a regime of austerity in our public services at Evergreen and certainly in Oregon, where I live. They're cutting back the transit system, the state budget is being squeezed. And it's an opportunity to resist, right? Because there is no... A finance crisis need not be an actual crisis. There is no more shortage of labor or of things to be done or of food or of resources than there was before. There's just a shortage of little pieces of paper to go around. And if they can come up with a trillion of those little pieces of paper to give to the banks, there is no reason they can't come up with them to fund our public services. Someone has wakened it, should I let it slumber on? Don't taste the sweetness of your crumbs till they're gone. Now its scales, they are clanking, its eyes steely gray. Drop your slingshot and fall down and pray. And what shall we sacrifice to the crisis monster? What will appease it with its massive angry jaws? Will it eat a library, a bus? Will it eat our school? Will it eat us? Someone has wakened it, I know who, and so do you. Poking with sticks, what were they trying to do? You mess with a monster, it gets out of hand. Or was this always the plan? And what shall we sacrifice to the crisis monster? What will appease it with its massive angry jaws? Will it eat a library, a bus? Will it eat our school? Will it eat us? Someone invited it. Someone invited it. Now it's growing day by day. Who said that feeding it would drive it away? This thing could keep eating us all bone by bone, or we could cry, leave us alone. And what shall we sacrifice to the crisis monster? Nothing will appease it with its massive angry jaws. It will eat a library, a bus. It will eat our school. It will eat us. So please don't feed the monster. Please don't feed the monster. Please don't feed the monster, lest it feed on you. Please don't feed the monster. Please don't feed the monster. Please don't feed the monster, lest it feed on you.
This one, which you should also sing along to if you like, is about a number of actions that have started to happen around the country to defend our right to housing in Minneapolis and in Baltimore and in Florida and in Boston and elsewhere. People are refusing to allow evictions, foreclosure evictions, to go forward, and are moving homeless families into foreclosed houses and are saying, we have a human right to housing and let's stand for it. So sing along if you like.
It's a chilly morning early, mittens on my little girly, breakfast in my stomach sits like fear. But Rosie's passing coffee round, Joe thanks us all for coming down, it does me good to see so many here. And somebody starts singing loud and clear, we're not gonna let him take our house, we're not gonna let him put us out, cause you've gotta draw the line somewhere, I've had it up to there, and my hand is strong, my voice is steady, put up with too much already, we're not gonna let them take our house. Well, I step forward and say, hey, to see you all out here today, I still feel blessed, you know I really do. Though banks won't do you any favors, you can count on friends and neighbors, hope you know I'd do the same for you. They're singing once again before I'm through, we're not gonna let them take your house, we're not gonna let them put you out, cause you've got to draw the line somewhere, I've had it up to there, and my hand is strong, my voice is steady, put up with too much already, we're not gonna let them take your house. Well, they get bailed out, we get thrown out, they can take another loan out, we're up on a wire without a net. And now I see I'm not alone, my shame is gone, my anger's grown, and I can tell you this ain't over yet. So sing it out so no one can forget, we're not gonna let them take our house, we're not gonna let them put us out, cause you've gotta draw the line somewhere, I've had it up to there, and my hand is strong, my voice is steady, put up with too much already, we're not gonna let them take our house. When J.P. Morgan chases you out and suggests that you Wells Fargo, we are rising on your side, we are rising countrywide, singing Bank of America, no. Set up banking shop here, enterprise would never stop here, count their coinage in the kitchen, brokers in the bath, but banks do not good neighbors make, they skip the potluck, never rake, and rarely shovel snow up off your path, so sing with all your might and all your wrath, we're not gonna let them take our house, we're not gonna let them put us out, cause you've gotta draw the line somewhere, I've had it up to there, and my hand is strong, my voice is steady, put up with too much already, we're not gonna let them take our house. Won today and took a family's home away, it would not be the first time. might not be the last, but we'll keep fighting till we win, cause houses are for living in and real estate for profit will recede into the past. It will be one of those strange cruelties of the past. We're not gonna let them take our house. We're not gonna let them put us out. Cause you've gotta draw the line somewhere. I've had it up to there, and my hand is strong, my voice is steady. Put up with too much already. We're not gonna let them take our house.
Thanks. I did that song at an open mic in Portland, and someone came up to me afterwards and said, "I liked your song, and I'm a realtor." I thought that was really nice. This song is about the kind of work that's sometimes called reproductive work, the work of sustaining ourselves and each other, making dinner, doing the laundry, putting the kids to bed, taking care of sick people, all this work that has often fallen to women and been unpaid often and undervalued. And that too often I think poor women and women of color end up having to do for very low wages for other people's families and not being able to do for themselves and their own families. So I went to an interesting talk about this, and someone shared a story about her life, and this is from that.
Don't stay home with your grandmother. Don't take care of her, cause you gotta go to work. Hire someone for your grandmother to take care of her, cause you gotta go to work. Hire someone who has kids of her own. She will pay for childcare, leave them home alone. An immigrant struggling to make ends meet. She's gotta pay the rent, her kids gotta eat, so she's gotta go to work. So don't stay home with your grandmother. Don't take care of her, cause you gotta go to work. Hire someone for your grandmother to take care of her, cause you gotta go to work. Hire someone who has kids of her own. She will pay for childcare, leave them home alone. An immigrant struggling to make ends meet. She's gotta pay the rent and her kids gotta eat, so she's gotta go to work. When you stayed home with your grandmother, you weren't paying into Social Security. Now you've got a disability. You don't get much Social Security. Don't stay home with your grandmother. Don't take care of her, cause you gotta go to work. And how'd your grandma get to be so poor, uncared for, and in such poor health? She was caring for your grandpa and her kids all her life, and she never accumulated wealth. It was not important work. So don't stay home like your grandmother. Don't take care like her. It is not important. Woke up one morning and oh so surprising, I woke up one morning with no advertising. I opened the paper, but all I could choose was the crossword, the weather, the sports, or the news. Turned on my TV, saw my face in the screen, 3 minutes of silence in every 15. I snatched up my coat and stepped out in the street, wondering how I would know what I wanted to eat. Well, the crisis of boredom was causing a fuss. There was nothing to read on the side of the bus. And you can imagine the chaos and fear as the days turned to weeks to the rest of the year. You could hear a pin drop at the big outlet mall. Most people just wore what they'd worn the last fall. Almost nobody bought the new iPod that dances or purchased a fragrance that kindles romances. In fact, no one ventured inside of a store except looking for something they had a need for. In other words, it was an awful disaster. The crashing economy crashed even faster. The GDP sank like a stone in a well. And the layoffs were widespread as industries fell. Their business depended on excessive stuff. They just couldn't afford to make only enough. In a matter of months, everyone that I knew lost a job. In fact, plenty of people lost two. And time off with family is pleasant and sweet, but it's preferable to have something to eat. And that's why I've called you together today to see how we can all get through this thing okay. For
birds live in the forest, fish live in the sea. I think people can make our own economy, because money is nothing but paper and ink. In the past tense of stock, it is certainly stink. But there's plenty of time and the tools of our trade. Why not make for each other what we've always made? Because I can grow apples and you can write code. We're both happy to shoulder a piece of the load. There's work to do, sure, but we slice a half off it. The day we abandon the drive to make profit, we'll find that the slogan is perfectly true, that you don't need the boss, though the boss, he needs you. So another struggle in Portland, where I live right now, is about the criminalizing of homelessness. We have a couple of laws that make it illegal to sit on the sidewalk, lie down on the sidewalk, camp anywhere in downtown. And it seems to me that in this way, the experience of homelessness has something in common with the experience of being an immigrant, where your very existence also is criminalized. And in some ways, we criminalize being a poor person in general in this country. So that's kind of what this song is about. I fought your war in North Vietnam, made it back whole, but not sure who I am. Too much to hope for a hand from Uncle Sam. I get by and I sleep where I can, but you outlaw my existence. I keep up my resistance. In spite of your insistence, I live a life of crime, life of crime, life of crime, life of crime. I was born in a Mexican town, lost our land when they handed NAFTA down. Me and all my neighbors passing hunger around, I headed north where the jobs could be found. But you outlaw my existence, I keep up my resistance. In spite of your insistence, I live a life of crime, a life of crime, a life of crime, a life of crime. I am a child in Palestine, the only home I know, and you say it is mine. Life circumscribed by a my resistance. In spite of your insistence, I live a life of crime, a life of crime, a life of crime, a life of crime. Raising my boy in this city of stone, while I'm at work, he stays close to the phone. At six, he's so young to be home on his own, but we can't live on fish sticks alone. And you outlaw my existence, I keep up my resistance. In spite of your insistence, I live a life of crime, life of crime, life of crime, life of crime. Song about letting go, which can be a hard thing, but sometimes a necessary thing. And there is a part in here for you. I think you'll recognize it when it comes. Well, it seemed a great romance when the stars were in my eyes. You used to bring me things you made, so full of enterprise. Said we'd lie in bed forever, eating butterscotch and pies. In other words, my dear, you told me lies. But now the glitter is wearing off, dear, and I'm leveling up my head. These plastic jewels you gave me reek of phthalates and of lead. And you say, hold on a minute, when I say love, come to bed. I think that I want something else instead. And if only I could always feel as breathless as the day you rolled out that first Model T. But your narcissism leaves me tense and restless. Why is it always about you, not you and me? And I don't care about your gross domestic product. You want me to jump and feed it every time it wags its tail. And I don't care about your massive banks and assets. If they're making us unhappy, why don't we just let them fail? It's always hard to say these things. You're standing in my door, but Wall Street, I don't love you anymore. You brought me roses and you're sorry, but I've heard this one before. And Wall Street, I don't want you anymore.
Sing that when it comes next around.
Well, you've started to annoy me with your constant piercing whine. How you eat not only your dinner, but also most of mine. How your broken nail's a crisis, but my broken back's just fine. How you cheat on me, but make me toe the line. And your gambling problem threatens to destroy us by degrees. But you scoff at all my worries, you deny it's a disease. But it's spun out of control, let's try to stop the damage, please. Could you start by handing back to me my wallet and my keys? And I don't care about your gross domestic product. Frankly, I've always thought that thing was kind of gross. And I'm not pleased with your overflowing profits. If you're trying to impress me, mister, you're not even close. It's always hard to say these things. You're standing in my door, but Wall Street, I don't love you anymore. You brought me roses and you're sorry, but I've heard this one before. Wall Street, I don't want you anymore. And if I only felt that I could really trust you, but I fear I'm just a tool for you to use. You are just praying that no one shows up to bust you. For playing heads you win and tails I lose. Now my Dow Jones Pleasure Index, it is in a rapid drop. Seems the only time that we go out together is to shop. It's becoming clear you're never gonna let me be on top. Wall Street, I just want this thing to stop. And you say that I will never find another one like you. There's no other institution that can do the things you do. Well, I'm glad to hear that, babe. Do I look satisfied to you? We are finished, we are over, we are through. And I don't care about your gross domestic product. Frankly, I will not shed one tear when it is dead. I care more about the people on this planet, having art and food and laughter, getting housed and clothed and fed. It's always hard to say these things. You're standing in my door, but Wall Street, I don't love you anymore. You brought me roses and you're sorry, but I've heard this one before. Wall Street, I don't want you anymore. So I just have one more. This is my last one. This is the newest one. No one has heard this one. You guys will be the first. We are told by certain voices, right, in our culture, that immigrant workers and non-immigrant workers are one another's enemies, that we don't have interests in common. And yet we look at the history of labor in the United States, and immigrant workers have been at the center of most or all of our major labor battles, right? Immigrant workers have been courageous fighters for workers' rights through the whole thing, and continue to be. I think a lot of us were delighted last December by the courage of the workers at the Republic Window and Door Factory in Chicago. Yeah. Many of whom are immigrant workers, and other struggles in the last year of immigrant workers, the workers at the Signal factory in New Orleans, who took brave action at great personal risk, the Coalition of Immokalee Workers in Florida, and of course, farm workers and janitors, and many, many struggles. So, and having mentioned the Republic Window and Door factory workers, I want to make sure everyone here knows that the workers at the Hart Marks factory, also in Illinois, have voted to sit in if Wells Fargo pushes the liquidation of their company. So. Yeah. Comrade, have you heard of those brave workers in Chicago, prepared to chain themselves to their machines? The boss tried to steal their pay, they put their bodies in the way, reminding us all what class struggle means. And the man on the radio screams, those people steal jobs away. But we all won when they won that day, and it made us all dream bigger dreams.
you're not quite alone. You grasp a comrade's hand in the Triangle Fire and the Ludlow Strike and Haymarket Square, the Lawrence Strike and the Phrase Pitch Fights, and everywhere where the risks are the gravest, bravest you'll find include the immigrant workers on the line. And comrade, have you heard of those brave workers in New Orleans, having wagered their life savings for a job across the sea? From India they came to live packed into company trailers in a crude first world facsimile of third world poverty. And the men company controls their H2B, can deport you whenever it likes. But the workers went on hunger strike, and they marched from New Orleans to D.C. True story. So hooray for the pipe fitters who worked for Signal Co., raising up a lamp to show us all the way to go. And when they walked off the job, they sent a signal loud and clear. We are workers, we are brothers and sisters in the struggle. We are here across the ocean, across the nothing, across the Rio Grande, into the unknown. But you're not quite alone. You grasp your comrade's hand in the Triangle Fire and the Ludlow Strike and Haymarket Square, the Lawrence Strike and the Phrase Pitch Fights, and everywhere where the risks are the gravest, bravest to find include the immigrant workers on the line. That's right, the immigrant workers on the line.
Thank you.
That's E.T. and the Boy. Thank you so much. Take a bow.